Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. Josh, Ned. Something huge is happening on Sunday. Let me tell everyone about it. It is the Zarb Beer Pong Championship for 2018. There was one last year. It was amazing. Everyone loved it. So it's on again this year.
Okay. Look, the person who's organising all of this, her name's Becky. Yep. We're lucky enough to have her on the phone. Really just ask why you organise a beer pong championship.
Exactly. If you want to get along to it, they have room for 100 people. You've got to enter as a team of two, I'm pretty sure. You can go and buy tickets at eventbrite.com.au all and right. Just look it up there.
Well, Becky's got all the details, so we might as well ask her all the questions. Becky's on the line right now. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you. And you guys?
Yeah, not too
very
bad.
Well, thanks, Becky.
Now, look, we're very excited, though, because you are, is this correct? You're running a beer pong championship.
Yes, that is correct. This is actually our second year running it. We ran beer pong last year, and it was awesome. So it's come back this year bigger and better.
Well, Becky, run us through the rules, because everyone has different rules when it comes to beer pong. Are you doing the classic 10-cup formation?
We're not actually. It's actually 6-cup formation.
Right.
Okay. So it's pretty quick. So you've got to be pretty good at it.
Well, that's good because that means we're getting through people a lot quicker if it's only the 6.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that was the thing with last year as well. We were very limited to capacity because we're pretty tight with the venue. So to get more teams in, we had to really kind of limit the cups there to 6 rather than 10.
Do you follow the redemption cup rule where if...
We do.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Mm. Okay. I do like a redemption cup. It's very good.
Now, look, for those who aren't fully across all beer pong lingo, how many teams are going to be involved in the championship?
Well, at the moment, we're sitting at 50, and we have the capacity to go to about 100 teams.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a big night.
And how quickly do you think you're going to power through the 100? How quickly will it be whittled down to some actual contenders for this championship?
Well, last year, the best teams actually knocked out the other team in like 15 minutes. So the whole tournament actually went for about 3 hours. This year, obviously, we're doubling. So, well, it's about 4 to 5 hours this year.
Now, Becky, do you have to use beer with your beer pong? Or, if you were so inclined, could you use some other kind of drink?
You can definitely use some other kind of drink because this tournament is for everybody, not just for those beer pong lovers.
Okay, all right.
Brilliant.
Well, this is fantastic. So, if you wanted to be just a spectator, is that also an option? Or do you have to be an actual competitor?
Please do. No, spectators are welcome. We have street food running all night. We've got drinks available at the bar. And just come support your mates.
That's
anyone
it.
That's competing, just come support them.
Now, I don't know how you're going for commentary or for broadcast partners, but moving forward, I think maybe we could have a bit of a chat here at Hit 104.7. I don't know. I think that would be, we don't do a lot of sport, but we could.
I think we really should.
Yeah, I think
this is something I excel at.
Yeah. Initially, we're going to ask you why it's on a Sunday, but then we're like, oh, right, public holiday.
It's the perfect day.
Perfect day.
Yeah, exactly. So, you guys, it's on this coming Sunday. We're actually kicking off at 9 p.m. So anyone who's actually watching the NRL Grand Finals and then want to come and join us after, you're more than welcome to as well.
And, Becky, just before we let you go, do you have to register to be a part of it? Do you have to register beforehand?
Please. That is definitely ideal so you can secure your spots. So if you want to register, it's actually zabbeerpong2018.eventbrite.com.au. It's $50 for a team of two, but the first prize, guys, I'm going to send you to Thailand for 7 nights, including flights and accommodation.
It's pretty amazing. That's
I'm
pretty
about
amazing
to go to Thailand program. And that would have been fantastic.
Good to know ahead of time.
But I also don't think I would have won either. So,
Becky, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh, the best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
We are asking you about your stupidest injuries. We have Jesse on the line from Nichols. Jesse, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What was your stupidest injury? One you just went, you know what? That was dumb. I
what
know
I was
it was
doing
dumb.
Was stupid.
What was it?
Well, there was a fire at a party and people were throwing plastic chairs in there.
Yeah, I know. This is off to a bad start.
Already had a bad situation.
Yeah, bad situation. So I decided, you know what? Why are you doing that? I'll pull the plastic chair out.
Yeah.
Okay. And also a bad idea.
All the melted plastic has gone on my hand.
Oh, mate. Jesse. Hey, did you have to go to hospital?
I had to go to hospital, yeah.
Oh, that night. This is only about a couple months ago as well.
Oh, so. God. How are your hands? Are they sort of on, are on the mend or are they they're still?
Yeah. She's on the mend. Yeah, had to go to hospital. Was there for about 10 hours.
No, did you do that? So that's not even a short hospital trip. Wow.
Did you do the double grab, Jesse? Both hands or just one hand?
No. Just one, thank God.
Okay, oh, yeah, so, all right.
Well, there you go. There's a little silver lining to that.
That is a very dumb injury, though, Jesse. I'm not saying you're dumb, saying that was a dumb
injury.
That
whole experience
was a dumb injury. No
doubt
about it.
Should not have been a chair fire at the beginning.
Julie is on the line from Ngunnawal. Julie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad,
great,
thank you.
Julie.
Do you have an injury where you go, you know what? That was pretty stupid.
Yeah, as a young teenager, I was convinced to ride somebody's bike down a really steep hill, and I had no brakes on it, and I was told, if you go around in circles as you're going down the hill, you'll make it to the bottom.
Oh, my.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so silly me went, okay, and I went down this really steep hill, woke up in the ladies' lounge room because I'd hit her garage brick wall, and I woke up in her lounge room with blood all down the side of my face.
Oh, my God. Like, you went through her window?
No, I went into. I actually went down her driveway, in through her garage, and smacked the back of her garage wall.
My
wowee, that's crazy, Julie.
That is an absolute horror show of a story. That is like going circles down the hill. Oh my God!
Here's the thing, Julie.
So apparently, if you go round in circles, you know you won't go as fast.
Right?
As going downhill.
Yeah.
Apparently,
didn't help. Didn't seem to help too much with the garage impact situation.
Did you learn a lesson from the whole experience, though, Julie?
Yeah, don't ride a bike with no brakes and don't listen to your teenage friend.
There you go.
Both great lessons.
Great lessons.
Both absolutely fantastic lessons for very different reasons. Joe's on the line right now from Queanbeyan and Joe, did your dad cop a bit of a weird injury?
Yeah. We're at soccer training and, you know, kicking the ball around and such, and he tried to be tricky and flick the ball up, and when he landed on his leg, he broke his kneecap.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That's a shame. And
that is a shame.
Dads always fall victim to this. My dad, we were on a farm once, and my sister didn't know how to ride the little motorbike they had there. And Dad's like, oh, watch this, revved it. And I think my dad nearly did a backflip because the motorbike flipped. He wasn't on it. He was just holding onto the motorbike. He was revving it, and it clicked into gear, and the bike flipped, and my dad nearly did a backflip. And it was incredibly funny.
My dad popped his shoulder cliff jumping. So there's all sorts of things you can't do when you're a dad,
off,
I think. Dad, stop showing off. Allison's on the line from Gundaroo. Alison, did your son have just a stupid injury?
Oh, he did. We come from a family of stupid injuries. Our son, when he was about 4, was helping us do some gardening and trod on a rake, and it flicked up, hit him in the head, and he ended up in hospital with concussion.
As literally the Sideshow Bob.
It was like a cartoon.
Yeah,
but my husband and I were trying not to laugh because it was quite funny. The result wasn't good.
That's very, very, very funny.
No, but it is. Yeah. But as long as he's okay now, is everything all right?
He's fine.
Okay.
Does he
garden still? Is he okay with gardening, or is it sort of traumatised him?
Yeah, he's traumatised.
Yeah, 100%.
He hates going to Bunnings.
Honestly,
you can't take him down the rake aisle.
Great way to get out of having to mow the lawns. Great way to get out of mowing the lawns.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Josh, a mum is very annoyed at the fact that her husband and her son don't do chores around the house. All right?
Yep.
Very reasonable thing to be angry about, especially the husband. He's an adult.
Yeah.
And she's going, this is so stupid. What's your excuse? And they just go, well, I don't know how to do it, which is a very bad excuse. But she's going, that's not an excuse anymore. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire someone for $18 an hour to come over here and teach you how to do chores.
Mm.
So he set himself up for failure, really, because she's given him a solution. He's given her a solution to fix. She has hired someone $18 an hour to do chores, to teach them how to do chores. I read this and I was like, well, I can see that she's doing this as a punishment, so you don't have any more excuses. Now you actually have to do it. I will literally pay for that service. Mm. There's chores I don't fully understand.
Yes.
There's things I don't know if I'm doing well, if I'm doing even right. When I vacuum, I don't know if I'm meant to empty the little tray every single time. I don't know if I'm meant to do that. With the washing machine, are you meant to empty the lint filter? What happens when it gets too full? Every single time, I empty it maybe every 7 times.
I was yawning only because, I mean, first and foremost, your ridiculous ridiculous inability to do even the most simple housework at this point, as your friend is boring to me.
I know it's interesting
to all of Canberra because they can't imagine somebody who's nearly 24 is this inept at doing just the most basic of tasks that you'd be willing to pay someone
to
show you how to do those tasks.
I'd love to get a professional cleaner to come around and go, here's how you do this the best way. Here's how you do this the best way. And honestly, I would pay, probably not $18, that's pretty steep. I'd pay 15, maybe even 10.
An hour,
because what they're not at most they're there for an hour. Like you can do all your chores in an hour. But if they just taught me how to like hang up your clothes so you don't get creases, how to iron properly,
how to do that,
yeah, and that doesn't work. Look at this shirt; it's creased to beyond its life.
Thank you so much for tapering what you were going to say then. But no, it's fine. It's very nice.
It's fine now because I've been wearing it. I would love to have someone to come over, teach me how to do chores, and then please leave. This is a service that I'm offering now.
I'll do it for $30.
Oh, I said 10 maybe.
I'll do it for $30.
You'll do it for free.
I'll do it for $30.
You'll do it for nothing.
The thing is, I also know how lazy you are, so the fact that you don't have to go find someone to help you with this, I think you'd be willing to pay the extra money.
I'll think about it.
Think about it. Fantastic.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
And we are right now hitting the phones. 131060 is the number to call. We are looking for the longest honeymoon you went on because there is a story this morning about a honeymoon that is going to be 500 days long. A couple have taken it. It's been an absolute marathon honeymoon.
Are they back? Or are they still on it?
They're back. And okay, look, our producer Maddie is at the end of this week going to go on his honeymoon
for a month. Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm traditional or whatever, but I'm trying to say that I think a honeymoon's like 2 weeks tops.
Yeah, okay. So it's just like a little...
Anything past that, I think you're just traveling with your spouse.
Well, what even is a honeymoon, to be honest? Is it just like you go and enjoy your partner somewhere else?
I think so. You just enjoy each other's company. I think planning a wedding's meant to be so stressful that you just go and be relaxed for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Cassie's on the line from Moncrief. Cassie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Now, Cassie, what was the go with your honeymoon?
So I don't think it'll be the longest, but probably a little bit different. So we ended up being away for about 35 nights in total.
Wow.
So about a month. But what we did was we hadn't seen – I'm half Filipino, half Australian, and my mum's side of the family, they're in the Philippines. Mm. And we hadn't seen our family in a really long time, sort of about, coming on to 10 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I've been with my partner for 7 years now, and they'd never met him. So what we did was we actually turned it initially into a family holiday. So we actually brought, it was myself, my husband, as well as my parents and my elder sister.
Yep.
And we ended up going to the Philippines for 10 nights to start the honeymoon as like a family holiday. And then we decided to go on to Thailand by ourselves for 15 nights.
Okay, wow, Cassie. Okay, I was going to say, there was a part where you guys were by yourselves.
Definitely.
Did it get awkward at all with the or did you guys just go, you know what, we'll have the proper honeymoon when we get to Thailand?
Well, it wasn't really awkward. I did feel a little bit bad because at the start when we were booking the accommodation for everything, I had told my parents, you know what, we're going to have the big room, we're going to have the room with the king bed, and sorry, but you guys are going to have to share with my sister.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A little bit bad, but, you know, they totally understand, where we were coming from. And then, we left for Thailand, and that's when the honeymoon actually began.
No, look, that's good.
Such a risk, though. Like, imagine, I mean, obviously not saying anything against your family or your husband now, Cassie, but imagine if they met him and I'm like, I don't really care for him. It's too late now, guys.
Way too late now, guys. Should have voiced these concerns a while ago.
There was a little bit of a language barrier there as well because none of them really speak English properly. So there was definitely, they like to show their affection by lots of hugs and kisses. So you can tell they definitely like
them. Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay. That's a good way to know straight away. Yeah. You're like, no, I've been accepted. This is good news. This is good news. I honestly can't believe your parents let you have the big bed. I could be going on my honeymoon. My dad would still demand the bigger bed.
Sorry, mate, you're on the couch.
You've done very well there, Cassie. Well done.
Hit 104.7, Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
We are right now lucky enough to have on the phone Emily from The Bachelor. That is right. The Bachelor is coming down to the very pointy end of the show.
Four girls left.
Emily, unfortunately, sent home with Dasha as well last night. Emily is joining us on the phone. Em, how are you?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, not too
bad.
No, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Now, how's it all feeling? Obviously, this was a few months ago, but how are you going?
Yeah, going well. Thank you so much. It's been very daunting to kind of watch it all back on TV, and especially last night, seeing myself not receive a rose was a little bit tough. Mm. But, I've definitely had time to move on and heal, and I'm back in Canberra doing my thing and into teaching and loving it.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Emily, we have asked this question of a couple of other girls that we've spoken to from The Bachelor. Do the second on TV you don't receive a rose, do you instantly get like 1,000 DMs on like Instagram and stuff like that? Do people straight away go like, oh, cool, she's single, I should absolutely reach out?
Oh, look, I've had a few, but definitely not like 1,000. I've,
That's
had
good.
A few here and there, but definitely not even undated with messages just yet.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's good.
I'm
that's
still single, so. Yeah.
Emily, honestly, this might be too deep of a question for, like, that you might not want to answer it. It might be too personal. But for you, was there a moment in the show where you actually started to feel like, oh, no, this is the connection. It's actually happening the way, I've seen it happen for other people? Or were you sort of very aware there were still other girls? Like, how do you feel when you go on a date with Nick?
Yeah, look, it's super surreal. Obviously, it's not a real life experience. Mm. But going on dates with Nick, you just try and be in the moment. I gave it 100%, and obviously he took his bloody time to give me a
yeah.
go
yeah.
And to finally have a date. But, I hung in there, and when we did have that time, and especially that first connection that we built after the extended date that I won, it was really special. And I felt, oh, my God, yeah, I really like this guy, and I can see, potential for that to grow. So, it does get pretty real, and everything is heightened in that moment.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Absolutely,
because they're literally creating these atmospheres for the heightened moments. Yeah,
Emily, are you shut off completely from the outside world while you're in the mansion?
More or less, yeah.
Right.
It's really tough.
Yeah. I imagine.
Phones, we got a phone call now and then.
Yeah.
Back home, but it can be really tough, especially when you're going through such an incredibly surreal experience. I look to family and friends for support, but you've got to, like, I was lucky that I just had so many beautiful girlfriends in the house. We all supported each other, and that was just lovely.
Was there anything that you learned like crazy after you got out? Is there anything in the news that you saw and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened while I was in the mansion?
No.
I
mean, life just went on, right? Yeah. I kind of came back and thought, oh, so much would have changed. But, I really only was gone for 2.5 months.
I don't know if anybody remembers when they used to do that on Big Brother. They used to sit down, like, the two, like, finalists and show them the news. Sandra, Sully, each other. And they'd, like, be sitting there just shell-shocked because they'd missed 3 months' worth of world events. They'd put together this horrible package that showed all the horrible things that had happened.
Yeah.
Emily, look, speaking of things that have sort of made news out of this season of The Bachelor, obviously, Kat and Romy have had a bit of a chat about being edited and stuff. What was your experience with those girls in the house?
Oh, look, we got along well. I got along with all the girls in the house, so I was really lucky. But I think, it's so hard to explain, but I think, they said the things that they said, but they also didn't show another side of them, which the other girls got to see. So that was really tough for them.
That's what I was kind of thinking. I'm like, they are saying these things, but at the same time, they could be taken horribly out of context and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really tough gig.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's why I think I kind of believe them, because like they didn't disown the things they said. They said, we said that, but we also said a bunch of other stuff that you never got to see that was actually nice.
Actually, I can say the girls were really great, because I found there was moments, in the house which were really difficult for me, and they'd always be there to support me as well. So I really appreciate that as well. So
That's awesome. Well, Em, great to hear that you're back in Canberra teaching. Everything's going well. And I will say to you, though, congratulations to you as well, because you've managed to come out of an Australian reality show looking pretty good, honest. I think everyone likes Emily. Everyone's
nothing's damaged with Emily.
Guys, I did it. I don't know how, but thank you. And thank you so much for your support.
Thanks for coming on the show, Em.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And Ned, you are in the middle of just a terrible, terrible segment.
I mean, we are ankle deep in this brilliant segment. The best segment. Some people have stopped me on the streets and going, this is the best segment.
That
best
has
segment.
Not happened
yes,
once.
It has. It's happened several times.
It hasn't happened.
People are going, oh my God, I can't believe this. Why are you guys not doing this national? Not the show, just the game.
Has not happened.
It has happened. People have been telling me. What it is right now is the coffee countdown. You give us a call, 131060. I have a bit of a chat to you. Then, just by having a chat, I'll be able to guess exactly how many cups of coffee you've had in the morning. It's incredible.
Mel's on the line from Corwell. Mel, what's going on?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Would you say,
Mel, why would you want to take part in this segment first and foremost? Why would you want to take part in this?
I've actually pulled over because I'm so excited about this because I want to see, because I've been guessed correctly before and I want to see if it gets it right again.
Oh, Mel, putting me to the test.
So the pressure is on.
Mel, would you say that this is the best thing we do?
I wouldn't say it's the best thing, though.
Whatever.
You've won, Mel. You've won.
It doesn't need to be the best.
You've won. Congratulations, Mel. That is the correct answer. That is the correct answer.
Whatever, it's all right. Michael Jordan lost games before. Everyone says he's the greatest of all time, so...
Do you want to guess how many cups of coffee Mel's had, you idiot?
Mel's had zero.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Okay, I thought
you
had
two.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
It's been a rough morning. I've had two coffees this morning.
It's been a rough morning and I want to be more aware of it.
It's been a rough morning because I have to do this segment. Thank you very much for the call, Mel. Maddie's on the line right now from Conda. Maddie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are
Same
you?
Same question. Why the hell would you want to take part in this segment?
I'm just curious to see if you'll get it right or not.
All right, well,
it's a morbid curiosity, like driving past and looking at a car accident. You don't really want to do it, but you're sort of like, oh, I wonder.
Well, my same question to you, Maddie, is this the best segment we do?
I probably wouldn't say the best thing either, but it's interesting.
You've won. The bum bum was for you saying it was interesting, but apart from that, Maddie, you've won. That was the correct answer.
All right, Maddie, I reckon you've had one coffee this morning.
Oh, wrong again. I've had no coffees this morning.
There we go.
I get my wires mixed.
Almost get mine.
It's all right.
You have no skill, Ned. It's almost like there isn't a skill with
just
this.
Just to Maddie, you can say no. You don't have to say you're wrong again. Yeah. I get it. All right. I'm more than happy to just for you to go, no, that's incorrect.
Just
and
in
this
case,
game is still the best.
Just in case you don't get it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I've also got this one.
The first one's better. Honestly, there you go.
Just happy to keep you hearing the incorrect.
That's fine. That's all right. It's okay. You can't always be at my peak. I'm hungover today.
What about this one?
That's sad, that one. I don't like that one at all.
That's how this segment makes me feel. Sad.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Winnie the Pooh. Everyone knows him. Everyone loves him. He's a cuddly little funny old bear, all right?
Can you do your Winnie the Pooh voice?
Yes.
Just the rumbly tummy one?
I have a very rumbly tummy.
Yeah, that wasn't your best work, but that's fine. Yeah, keep going. Right. So what's going on with Winnie the
Pooh? Winnie the Pooh, apparently, people are saying, is the wisest, most enlightened cat in the literary game.
So disappointing you use the word cat then because it confused everybody. You don't mean animal. You mean
a cool
individual.
Yeah, he's a very enlightened dude.
So we're talking like more enlightened, more wise than like Dumbledore.
Yes, exactly.
How have they figured that out?
Because
or Gandalf or...
Exactly. There's literally wizards that are in literature. Well, everything's in literature pretty much. So, and they're saying he's so wise because he takes all of his challenges in his stride and he doesn't really seem too downtrodden by anything. Like
that's living in denial also, though. Like,
and I also would argue he's always upset about not having enough honey.
Yeah, he's an addict.
I understand why people say he might be enlightened, but I also think it's because he's dumb. I think we could...
Oh, wow. Okay. I was not going to level that at the old Winnie the Pooh.
I love Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh was my favourite thing to watch as a kid. I used to love Winnie the Pooh, but I'm saying he's not wise. Remember when he got stuck... So he got into Rabbit's house. Everyone remembers this. He got into Rabbit's house, ate all of Rabbit's honey, so stole his things. So that's not very enlightened of him. Just took his stuff, then tried to get out, got stuck because he was so fat because he ate so much honey. And then instead he was like meant to lose weight and just like not eat. And then that gopher came up and gave him honey and he ate the honey. How's that wise? He got stuck there. He could have died. And then Christopher Robin was like, why have you done this, you idiot? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just super hungry all the time. I have a problem. I can't stop eating honey.
It is a problem.
It actually is a problem. Yeah. He also put his head...
Did he get diabetes from having that much sugar?
I don't know if bears get diabetes. Can they? I don't know. Where does the honey go? It's a real question.
Yeah, that's
he also used a balloon to get up a tree and then shoved his head in a live bee's nest hive.
Yep, to, yep.
That's not that wise.
Okay, so you've taken this a bit too literally. I think what they're trying to say by wise is not necessarily intelligent, more just, you know, has a good attitude. He's good.
Sure, and I'll give him that.
Good outlook on life.
Yeah, you know? And he is enlightened because, yeah, he doesn't seem to get anything. But he's also
a stuffed toy that can talk. That's pretty enlightened.
Well, I mean, that's...
That's pretty amazing.
That's insane, really.
Like, you know, honestly, if I had a bear come to life, I'd be like, well, that's pretty enlightened.
I don't know if that's enlightened as much as, oh my God, magic's real.
Can I just quickly ask you a question?
Please do.
How much has this upset you this morning?
Well, not that much because then I get to for work, and I've used like inverted commas and stuff, in for work, I've just got to research Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
So I'm not that upset, but I also wanted to talk about Winnie the Pooh quite a bit.
Unfortunately, you've because this story was nothing. It was just nonsense. We're never going to trust you again when you say you want to talk about Winnie the Pooh.
I honestly don't think I'm ever going to do that again.
It's just for work. It's just so you can Google Winnie the Pooh for 4 hours.
I don't want to make this promise. I don't think I'm going to talk about Winnie the Pooh on air ever again.
Please do me a favor. Yeah. If our boss walks around at any point and you're watching Winnie the Pooh on YouTube, please don't say it's for work.
It's for work.
Please do not say it's for work.
Heffalumps and Woozles are a very real threat.
It's not for work. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That's the end of this morning's show. We're going to be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. Plenty of stuff on tomorrow's show. Maybe catching up with Rock and Robin, giving you more chances to come along to our bachelor party as well.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. Gem's up next. She's got music from Beyonce Live, also Silk City, all on the way. So stick with us. Have a fantastic Thursday, Canberra. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7, Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.